Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name because he's worthy to be praised. We thank God, amen, for you out there listening, amen, on this morning that you're able to join us here at 7:30 a.m. hour. This is Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. I come stop by the radio station to tell somebody, just to remind you of the goodness of Jesus Christ, that God is good and he's continue, amen, to work everything out for your good. You heard the opener. Everything that God did, amen, it was good. Everything God did for me, it was good. He made the heavens and earth, and God said that it was good, amen. And made the light, amen, to shine into darkness, and everything that God did, that it was good. And God rested, amen, on that sixth day from all his labor and looked down upon it and said, it is good. I wasn't there, you wasn't there, but I could have a vision in my mind that God just crossed his hand and winked his eye and said, it is good. So whosoever will, let him come now. Amen. For God is, amen, your refuge in the place of a storm. He'll be a shelter, amen, for you. We certainly thank God, amen, for our dear brother, Pastor David, amen, here with us, amen, on this morning, always allowing us, amen, on his post to come, amen, and be able to share the word of the gospel this morning. So we're very grateful, amen, for that this morning. What are you thankful for this morning? Amen. What have God done in your life? Amen. Have turned you around that have got your attention. The Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us, but let us run, amen, this race that is set before us, amen, with patience, amen, amen, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher for our faith, for Christ, amen, for the joy that was set before him, amen. He endured the cross, amen, and despised the shame, amen. He finished it. He got on the cross, amen, and he finished all, amen, that is working. We must work, amen, now while it's daytime, for nighttime no man worketh. I heard the Bible said that the night, amen, the day is far spent, amen, but the night, amen, is at hand, amen, amen. When we need to understand and to know, amen, what God, amen, have called, amen, for each and every one of us, amen, for you to do this morning. Let us go before, amen, the word of the Lord, amen, in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for such a time, amen, that we can uplift your name, amen, and be able to come, amen, before your presence, before your throne of grace, amen, one more time. The Bible so declared that let us come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help, amen, in the time of need, in the time of, amen, of dilemma, in the time, amen, of could be distress right now. You could be in despair right now in the name of Jesus, but right now we cast out everything that is not like God right now. I speak, amen, to your situation right now. Whatever you're going through right now, is anything too hard, amen, for God? He'll turn it around, I tell you, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Lord, have your way right now. Somebody needs you right now in this hour right now. There's a bereavement family right now out there, oh God. Somebody, oh God, been crying all night, oh God, right now, Lord. But you said you'll wipe every tear away from their eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That earth have no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now destroy, hey Lord, every chain, oh Lord, every bondage, every yoke right now be destroyed. Why? Because the anointing of God, the anointing saith the Lord, that God will work it out for your good. Hang on in there. Continue, amen, to do what thus saith God, amen, and everything is going to be all right in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word. And as your word goes out, oh Lord, you said that it will accomplish that, oh God.
God which you please, and it will prosper. We're into the thing that you will send it right now. You sent your word, O God, and you healed your people, O Lord, from their iniquities, and you healed them, O God, from all their diseases right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. There's no other name, O God, that we can call upon. There's no other name that's given under heaven whereby we must be saved, in the name of Jesus. No other name given under heaven than given unto men whereby we must be saved. Neither there is salvation in any other name. Lord, if it be your will, next time we'll be so careful to give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thanks be unto God. Glory to God. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus that concerns you. You know, God is your welfare. God is love. Amen. His people. God love. God, it hurts God at times where we don't do what he have called for each and every one of us to do. Somebody have a tremendous calling on their life out there this morning, and you have not hearkened unto the call. You have not answered the doorbell, so to speak. The Bible so declared that Jesus said that the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And it's a small, still voice. And you have to be very attentive to hear what God, the Spirit of the living God, is saying unto your spirit. For he connects with your spirit. And a lot of times when we in the mode of getting caught up in the everyday's affairs of this life, and everything is moving and transaction has been taking place, and by being caught up in working and having personal vendettas and evaluating things and putting this over there and putting that over there, amen, we sort of forget about God. We put him on the back burner, you know, and you get caught up in the affairs of this life and the cares of this life and the things of this world and your personal data. But if you can just sit down somewhere and be still, as the word of God said, and know that he is God. It is he that have made heaven and earth, and it is he that you have life in your body this morning, that he clothed you in your right mind, amen, and started you on your way, and it is he that who you live and move and have your being, and everything moved by the power of the Almighty God. The fool have said in his heart that there's no God. The Bible so declare that. I believe it's the 53rd song, where the fool have said in his heart, there's no God. I tell you something here this morning. If you die in your sins, there's a place where you're going to go. And you're either going to go up and you're going to go down. Because your body is just dust, and we have to remember we're just dust and we're just dirt, amen. And because God, when he created Adam, he created Adam from the dust of the ground, and he made man. For dust you come, and dust you shall return. But if we can just get to a quiet place, if we can just be still, if we can just stand in a holy place, and stand on holy ground, and allow God to just come in and order our steps. Why do God allow things to happen in this world where we may seem that there's catastrophic things and we don't understand, amen, how God do? Who have known, amen, the mind of God? Nobody knows the mind of God. No man have never seen God at any time. The Son have declared him in his bosom.
him. Amen. But no man have seen God at any time, because the Bible, amen, so declare that your ways is not my ways. Neither from highs to heavens, from the earth, so is my ways, amen, from your ways. But we don't get too concerned, amen, about that. The only thing we need to be concerned about is walking worthy, amen, of God. Walking worthy of God, walking in the wisdom, in the knowledge, in the ordinance, in the oracles of God. Glory to God. We thank him this morning. Truly we do. It's another day's journey here, just passing through on our way to heaven. Oh, yes, sir. Can you say that you're on your way to heaven? I heard the Bible said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Whatever I'm going through, I'm going to continue to lift him up. We talked a bit about on last Saturday about if Jesus began to talk and tell Jerusalem and begin to tell the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, come, whosoever will come and see what the Spirit is saying unto the church. But when he began to speak and when he began to say, if I be lifted up, if I be lifted up, if you will only lift me up, I will draw all men unto me. This simply means that when he on his way to crucifixion, and when he rolled into Jerusalem, just as humble as he know how, yeah, he could have came with a chariot of horses, but he came there just as humble as he know how, on a donkey, just as mild as he is, meek and lowly. And the lifted up is for the salvation, amen, of God, and just lifting him, amen, up, he's going to draw all men unto them. Certainly some is not going to be drawn, amen, because the eyes are in the wrong place. But, you know, you're doing the things that of your own intellect, you're cerebral, amen, and doing what you want to do, and you have not, amen, answer the calling, as we begin to speak about in the opening of the program. Amen. But it's now it's time. Amen. For the night, amen, is far spent. But the day is at hand now. Amen. No man can, when he walk, do the light. Amen. Amen. You can see. But no man, amen, can work when it's nighttime. I got a job. I have a responsibility. I have prioritized. You do too as well. And some of us work outside. But at a time where the nightfall have came, amen, we can't see what we're doing. But in daytime, amen, we can be able to see everything that is set before us. Amen. As we mentioned, the race that was set before Jesus Christ endured, amen, the cross for the enduration, amen, of a one's life unto God. I can see him now at the finish line, Jesus Christ, at the finish line. Amen. So bless the Lord in Psalms 103:1. And all my soul and all that is within me, amen, bless his holy name. All that is within you, give God, amen, your very best. I don't want to give God, amen, halfway and half doing things and praising him when it's time, when it's convenient, amen, to praise God and to praise him when everything is going well in my life. But soon when circumstances and hardships and discouragement hits me, amen, I'm you ever seen a dog with his tail stuck between his legs? Amen. No. God wants you to stand, amen, on the precious promises, amen, what he has bestowed, amen, upon you. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 2:9, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor have entered into your heart. It ain't entered into your heart for the things which God have already prepared, the things that God have already stored up, amen, that is laid up for you in heaven, amen, the crown, amen, that you don't only have to do, amen, is to accept your award. Amen. God give us, naturally, God give us free enterprise. He give us free courses, amen, to go and do what we want to do. And he loved, God loved them. And he loves the one that he chastised. He chastises you, amen, because he loves you. The Bible says, amen, Jeremiah 31:3, love and kindness have I drawn thee, and I have loved you with an everlasting love. So when you get through doing what you're doing, and you think it's so fun out there what you're doing, I'm still here. I'm still here with scratched out arms because Jesus is love. God is love. You know, if you do what is right before the eyes of the Lord and the hand of God, will begin to move on your life. Not saying that you're not going to go through anything, but we understand that God is a righteous and an upright God, a pure God, and he is light, and there's no darkness in him at all. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I get chill bumps. I'm getting chill bumps just thinking about that. In him is light, and there's no darkness at all. So if I'm willing to follow somebody, and if they're light and ain't no darkness in them at all, there's no cover up, there's no in the closet, there's no wishy-washy, there's no wavering, because the Bible says in James, that first chapter, a man that wavers back and forth is like a sea driven by the waves. So if I'm going to follow after something that can take me to a different height, something that can transcend me, something that can surpass me and take me to the level where I can be a outstanding Christian, an outstanding husband and wife and daughter and son and brother and pastor, come on here, an evangelist, I need to begin to soar above all my circumstances, everything that rises up against me in my life. Realizing and understanding that whatever I'm going through, I will bless the Lord at all times. When I'm up and when I'm down, I'm going to bless his holy name. When I got money, when I ain't got no money, I'm still going to bless God. When it seems like everything is going haywire around me, but peace be still. At the same time, Jesus spoke the word, peace be still, and calm the wind. When trouble was around, but Jesus was the only one that was composed and gathered him, and everybody else was running wild, and Lord, save me, Peter said. When the affairs of this life, when things is rambling and seems as pure as out of control, but I'm still going to depend on Jehovah Nissi. God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. But in order for me to be up under that protection all the time, in order for me to find the favor of God in my life, because I need to continue to have the wholeheartedly and come boldly before the throne of grace. and not just bring half of my heart, but to bring my whole heart unto God, then watch God. The Bible says that all the ways of a man is clean in his own eyes, but the Lord will weigh the spirit. I believe that's Proverbs 16 and 2. And even much when you're going through things in your life, when it seems like you can't catch a break in your life, when there's trouble on every side in your life, yet though I'm not in distress, persecuted, but not in despair, realizing and understanding that there's somebody, amen, the goodness of God that watches over me during the day and the night, everything that I do. The Bible says in Isaiah 54 and 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness, come on here, is of me, saith the Lord. Everything that you do, God is watching over you. Glory to God. Everything that is in, no man can pluck you out of Jesus' hand, according to the gospel. We got to be to the point where we build Ford tough. When the cars come off the assembly line, when Ford make cars, everybody got a job to do. I heard that they said that this truck is one of the most pulled truck as far as a dual will pull a trailer. Built Ford tough. Glory to God. And when the tough get going, when they get low, when you feel like you can't carry it no more, when the weak get going, the going get tough. When the tough get going, they got to get going. Glory to God. Because even much in your weakest hour, you're made strong through the blood of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Isaiah 10:27 said, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. It's going to take the anointing in your life. The anointing that God have given to each and every man. The Bible says in James, that first chapter, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to every man, and abradeth not. That word abradeth not mean I will not withhold. I will give. I will give freely. So whosoever come, let him come. Amen. That I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That's what the Bible says. In the last day, I will pour out my spirit. And friend, this last day we're living in right now, it ain't coming. It's here right now. That's why we got to be girded up with the truth. We got to have some firepower. We don't need to be like the five foolish virgins. They took oil, but they ain't have enough oil. So we need to take our oil, our supply, and then have a backup supply, and then another backup supply. What is that? That's the source of the word of God for your source, for you to tap into the power source, amen, of God. The engrafted word, amen, that is able to save a one soul. Running around and doing everything else, but hearken unto the voice of God. Trust in the Lord, friend. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. But sin. See, sin separates us from the love of God. I heard when Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to many of them that believeth. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I believe that's what's going on today. I can speak a prophetic word to you this morning. Some folks out there on their job, but I understand they have rules and regulations. A lot of people don't want to hear about, you know what I mean, Christianity and whatnot. And God don't force himself on no one. But if the opportune time, amen, present itself, it's Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's all I can tell you. Paul said, I come not with demonstration, with excellence of words, but Jesus Christ and him being crucified. And if we get to the point where we can just put him first in our life, in all manner, in everything what we're going through. The Bible says in Psalm 103, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, and who crowneth thee with love, kindness, and tender mercies. Look at the fifth verse. He said, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Friend, life and death is in the power of your tongue. You have to get into a place, your solitary place with the Lord, and allow the Lord to minister to you, amen, to tame your tongue. James spoke about that. We say that it is ruling and deadly and full of poison. And if we begin to think, in Philippians 4 and 8 say, if think on these things, whatsoever things is just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. If they're being in praiseworthy, they're being in virtue, think on these things. These are the things that we shall be able to, amen, should be, amen, meditating upon. Glory to God. We truly thank God for our time here. Amen. Our time has come and gone. Glory to God. Amen. But we thank God, amen, for you out there this morning, for you being able to listen in, amen, this morning. Somebody may not know the Lord and they're pardoning their sins out there this morning. But I want to invite you, amen, to get to know him, amen, now. Somebody have a tremendous calling on their life. And real quick, if I can say, amen, I was talking to one of my customers, and they son was in a terrible accident down there in Palm Bay in Maryland. Terrible accident. He's a motorcycle rider. Terrible accident. The doctor said they don't even know how he survived the accident. Okay, so I began to minister to the family and tell the family it was the goodness and the grace of God. Now it's up to the young man now, amen, to take heed to that what happened to him, because he could have been a goner. I don't know what type of relationship he had with the Lord, if he accepted Christ Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior, but now is the time. Now is the accepted, amen, time, amen, right now. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand right now. Glory to God. So we want to invite you, if you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins right now, now's your opportunity right now. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 9, if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And that's all you have to say. And then when you say it, believe it. And then walk in it. Walk in the obedience of Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you. We want to tell you we love you this morning. Amen. We ask you, amen, to continue to be encouraged. Amen. You're such a faithful listener here. Amen. And if we said anything, amen, that inspired you, amen, on this morning, or encourage you, or help you along your day's journey, amen, you can call at times if you would like to. Amen. We in this program, we really don't open up the phone line because we're so excited to get the word of God out. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. I pray. Amen. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Thank the Lord for you tuning in, and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Greetings.